Okay, we are continuing with the sugya of Ger Katan. And just to recap what we did yesterday. So yesterday we saw Tosis. And Tosis asks a core question. The Gemara assumes, l'chora, that the way that this Ger, this child, becomes a Ger is because of the operation of Zachal Adam Shol B'Fanav. And Tosis points out, based on the Gemara Maseches Bav Mesia Daf Ayin Aleph Mabez, that there are going to be two big problems. One big problem is we know there's a halacha is that Ein Shlichus Lakat. There's no din of Shlichus Lakatan, and L'chora Zechia is working midin Shlichus. So problem number one is how will the Katan have Zechia if Zechia is a halacha of Shlichus? And ain't shlichus l'katan. That's problem number one. And problem number two is that avodas kochavim has no shlichus. And if avodas kochavim has no shlichus, and zechia is midin shlichus, so how can you possibly have zechia by this particular cut? So those are the problems that Tosis cites. And Tosis is mechadesh that nihi, ena chanami, that there is no shlichus by a katan, there is no shlichus by an akum, but zechia mia islei midraban. A katan does have zechia, and even though a goy does not have zechia, what's the difference between a katan and a goy? So a katan is asili day shlichus, he projects shlichus, because he is a Jew, whereas the goy does not project shlichus, so goy still becomes a problem, and Tosis navigated that problem. The bottom line is, Tosis assumes, what's the nature of this geirus? It's a geirus dirabon. It's a geirus dirabon. So how are we going to let this ger ktana marry a Jew? After all, is there not an isra of lotis chatebom? It's only on a deraisa level, she is still a goy. So how do we allow that to happen? So we assume what? Is that either yesh koach yachacham laka davar minatora, that the hachacham had the ability to be okedav minatora, but if so, then why did the Gemara not mention that as the chiddush of this Gemara? So chad mitre naka. So the first approach in Tosis is with a radical chiddush, is that ger katan is a din derabban. Now we're up to the middle of Tosis. And, Chad Mitre, now it gives one of two reasons. There's two chidushim, it gave one of them. Okay, now, the second part of this, we're in the middle of the first part of Tosis. Now, Tosis is going to ask a kasha. I asked to take a look at a sugya in Masechet Sanhedrin, the sugya of Ben Sorer Umor. When it comes to sugya Ben Sorer Umor, so how old is a Ben Sorer Umor in order to be subject to the laws of Ben Sorer Umor? How old is a Ben Sorer Umor? So he has to be between the time of Shtei Sa'aros Ad She Yakif Zakan Tachton, which is assumed to be 3 months. There's a 3 month window. The Gemara then has the pasuk over there. It says V'chi Ye Li'ish Ben Sorer Umore. In order to be a Ben Sorer Umore, the father has to be an Ish. And the Gemara, at least Rav Chista has a drasha, he has to be a son of an Ish. The lo ben. And Rav Chista assumes that a katan can bear a child. A katan can bear a child, and that's his position, and that's what Rav Chista says. And take a look at the Gemara now that I gave you. Four lines in the bottom of the page. Upliga de Rabba. And Rabba disagrees with Rav Chista. You don't need a drasha to tell me that if this katan, that a katan who has a child, the child cannot be a ben sarmar, because I don't need a pasuk for that, because after all, Upliga de Rabba, the Amar Rabba, Katan, Eino Molid. A Katan cannot bear children. Shine Emar. Now notice, how do I know a Katan cannot bear children? What is Rabba saying? Shine Emar. It's a pasuk. He's learning it out from a pasuk. How does he learn it out? The pasuk says, in Ein Leish Goel. If a person steals, this is in the Parsha of Geza. If a person steals, and now he's caught. He has to pay the money back. He has to pay back. Let's say he dies. So then does money have to be paid back? Does the property have to be paid back? Yes. By who? By relatives. In Ein Leish Goel, Now, we're talking about the nigzal. If the nigzal does not have any relatives, so who gets the money? It goes to the Kohen. It goes to Kohen. In Ein Le'ish Goel, it goes to the Kohen. So now the Gemara asks, the Chiyeshecha Adam B'Yisrael She'ein Lo Goel. Are there any Jews in the world that do not have any relatives? Are we not all related via Yaakov Avinu? Everyone has relatives, so how can the Torah tell us Im Ein Le'ish Goel? So the Gemara says, no, there is a case of a Jew who has no relatives. What's the case of a Jew who has no relatives? Ella, Begezel HaGer HaKosuv Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about a Ger who was stolen from, and now the Ger dies. Can he die relativeless? He can die without relatives. So you have that scenario. V'omar, turning the page, V'omar Rachmana, and the Torah says, Ish. Who do you have to search whether he has relatives or not? Ish. You have to search whether he has relatives. Ish ata tzarech lachzor alav. Im yesho golem vim lav. Katan, I ata tzarech lachzor alav biyadua she'en lo golem. So the Pasuk says, who do you have to search whether he has relatives or not? Ish. Who do you not have to search for? A katan. Now what kind of katan are we talking about? We're talking about a ger katan. Is the Pasuk addressing a ger? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What kind of ger do you have to search for? An ish. Why do you have to search for an ish? Because he can have kids. La'afuke, and the Pasuk is telling you, but you don't have to search for a ger katan, because a ger katan cannot have kids. Now, what does that tell you about a ger katan? That ger katan is doraisa. So the whole first half of Tosis is telling you that the whole institution of ger katan is what? Is based on zechia, and zechia is only what? A din derabanan for a katan, for a akum. So now we're showing you, though, there is an institution of ger doraisa. A ger katan doraisa, and that flouts and is against this first approach of Tosis. Is the question clear? Okay, let's see the question inside. So take a look at, I'm in the middle of Tosis. V'hod amina b'perek b'resh ben sorer umore. Do you see it? So it says Tosis, v'hod amina b'resh ben sorer umore, gabe gezel hagir im ein le'ish goel, ish atat tzarek lakzer acharov im yesh lo goel, aval katan I atat tzarek lakzer acharov. So what do you see? You see that there's a notion of a ger katan on a doraisa level. So Tosin says, I'm stuck, I have a problem. So Tosin says, I'll get out of the problem. Mishkachasla. No, I do have a ger katan doraisa. I can come up with a case of ger katan doraisa. What's the case? Mishkachasla, ger katan min haTorah, b'mi'uberesh nizgaira kedarminon b'perika orel, avodas kochav mi'uberesh nizgaira b'no ein tzarech tvila. So says Tosis, I have a case of ger katan doraisa. What's my case of ger katan doraisa? You have a pregnant woman. She wants to be megayer. She goes into the mikvah. And now, when this baby is born, what is his status? Is he a ger? Or is he the son of a gioris? Is he a ger? Or is he the son of a gioris? What is Tosis saying? He's a ger. Tosis, it depends who we go with. Like, it's correct, but Tosis is taking a position. Tosis learns that he is a ger. How did he accomplish gerus? Tzvila. He's a katan. The answer is ger, katan, and it works. And is this going to be a case of a ger katan doraisa? Yeah. Yes. Why is it a ger katan doraisa? Because once we have his mother, doing the gerus, so that says Tosis is a ger katan on a doraisa level. How does this get cut and have money? How does he have money? The answer is, how does he have money? So the answer is, if his after he's born, now his mother dies, can he be Yoresh's mother? Yes. And now, if he's stolen from, who's going to go ahead? Who are his relatives? As long as he's a cotton, he will not have relatives, and therefore the money will go to.
But he has
to the Kohen, and you don't have to search if he has relatives. Why don't you have to search if he has relatives? Because he's a ger, and as a ger, what are the biological connections to his existing relatives? The answer is. The answer is he has no biological connections. He's not related to his mother. That's a good question. Yerusha is a function of a biological status, but his yichus is not to his mother. So this is how Tosis gets out of the pool. No questions? Perfect. No questions. There's no any questions?
Yeah, I got that question.
Okay. Let's go weiter. No questions. No questions. You have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wogan, what's your question?
Don't lie.
Do we say that you can't have a tefillah if you have tefillah brisia?
Again, so Wogan is asking Akasha, what comes first, tefillah or mila? Mila comes first. So how do you deal with that over here? What? So he's like an Isha. He's not chayiv in Bris Milah. So since he's not Chayim Bris Milah, and now though, now that he's the tefillah will be effective, and now that he's born, he's going to have a Milah. Is the Milah a Milah B'Toras Yisrael or B'Toras Ger? Is it B'Toras Yisrael or B'Toras Ger? Meaning, no, why do you say that? Again, we discussed this. We saw the Ritva, we saw the Ramban, we discussed this. I don't know if it's Petoraz. I'm not sure. On the one hand, he is already a Ger. What point in time?
When he's born.
He's a Ger when he's born. So now as a Ger when he's born, does he need Tefillah Petoraz Ger? I'm sorry, does he need Mila Petoraz Ger? Arguably not, because he's already a Jew. But remember, is he a ger or is he just born of a Jewish mother? He is a ger. For example, Nafkamina, could he marry, let's say this boy, could he marry a Kohen? The answer is he could not marry a Kohen. Why could he not marry a Kohen? Because he is a ger, not a born Jew from a Gioras mother. Okay. I got my quota of questions for now. Let me a quick question.
If his brother converts with him, does it count as a biological?
No.
Twins.
No.
All years.
No. No. If a brother and a sister convert, they're allowed in our Torah to get married to each other.
What if there's twins in the womb while the mother?
This, so again, they're still if they're converts, then they're not. They have no yichus to each other. That's what being a ger means. You have no yichus to each other. Yeah.
Why is Tosha saying that? Why is that considered?
Because it's a full gerus. It's a full gerus, not with zachim adam shalofan. It's not based on zachim. It's based on the mother was Magai with the child eater, and. You're asking a good question. It's a fair question. I gotta go by there. I gotta move here. I'm not doing anything over here. Rabosai says the Hemshech Tosis. We're gonna fly through Tosis. Tosis now. Noop shot. Shot number two. Ulesfi svarim dikar sinim above mitzia zechia mia isle velo gores midrabanan nicha. The Matzila Meimar, the Isla Zachim in Torah, the Ovid Kochavim, Katan, Kavan, the Ba, Lihis Gayer, Chashvinon, Le, Kisrael, Katan, Afagab, the Zachia, Havim, Itam, Shlichos, the Enel Shikum in Torah, Hanemili, Bedavish, Shishma, Ksas, Chova, Gonna Harvest, Shumaso, the Shema Haya Rotzla, Potra, Bechita, Achas, O Shema Haya Rotzla, Hadi, Avahocha, Shizkus gomer hulo, yesh lo shlichus. Second approach in Tosfos. Second approach in Tosfos is based on one word in Bava Metzia. What word is missing in Bava Metzia? The word drabanan is missing in Bava Metzia. So if you take that word out, then what is the nature of zechiah for a katan? He has zechiah on a do'oraisa level. And katan has zechiah do'oraisa. First approach, this is the second approach in Tosfos. First approach in Tosfos is zechiah is of a katan, is only derabanan. He's also a goy. We're going to solve the goy problem the same exact way. This goy is also not subject to the regular rules of shlichus. Nevertheless, he's going to have zechiah. Why does he have zechiah, says Tosfos' first answer? Because since he's already in process, he's asili de Yisrael, so he will have zechiah derabanan. Same idea over here. Since this particular guy is in process, he's already going through the process of gerus, so we're going to give him whatever din. He's like a katan. A katan is asili de shlichus, this akum is asili de, and therefore we'll have zechiah anidoraisa lev. If he has zechiah anidoraisa lev, do you have any question whatsoever from the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samech Ches? No, because here we have a ger katan de'oraisa. So there's a fundamental machlokas, two deis in Tosfos based on one word in Bava Metzia. The word Rabban in Bava Metzia, what is the status of this ger katan? According to the second approach in Tosfos, a ger katan, can he marry a Jew, no problem?
Yeah.
No problem, he's a Jew on a de'oraisa level. You'll ask me, Akasha, so what happens when he's 13 or 12 years old? Now he can opt out, how does that work? We'll get to it. But the other approach, first approach of Tosfos says a ger katan is only a ger on a derabanan level. So just one comment over here. What is the hesber of this machlokas? What are they arguing about? Does a katan have gerus doraisa or only derabanan? Does a katan have zechiah doraisa or he only has zechiah derabanan? Why does a katan? A katan does not have shlichus. Why does a katan not have shlichus? Why does a katan not have shlichus? He has no das, therefore what? Therefore what? Is the pshat. Now he has shlichus. There's no reason why you cannot be a shliach for a katan. Except there's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? What's the technical problem? Of course there could be shlichus on behalf of a katan. But there's a technical problem. What's the technical problem? He can't what? He can't what? He can't what? He can't authorize. He can't appoint a shliach. But if you have a shlichus that does not require appointments, give me an example of a shlichus that does not require appointments. If it's a schosula, if it's an absolute schos, then it's a shlichus that does not require an appointment, and as a result, what's the din? The din is he could do it, and this is the second approach in Tosfos. This approach in Tosfos is assuming that a katan could have shlichus. The problem is you have a technical issue. What's the issue? He cannot appoint a shliach. But if I can construct the type of shlichus that does not have that technical problem, i.e., he doesn't need to appoint the shliach. Why does he need to appoint the shliach? Because it's an absolute schus. Then in a chanami, a katan can pull it off, even on a doraisa. What's the first approach that Tosfos is assuming? The problem is not a technical problem of appointments. A katan is not a player in the universe of any type of chalos. Is a katan a player in the world of shlichus?
Yeah.
A katan is not a player in the world of anything. Can he do kiddushin?
No.
No. Can he do gittin?
No.
No. Can he make kinyanim?
No.
No. Can he be part of the world of shlichus? No. It's not about the minui. It's not about the appointment. It's about he's out of the world of shlichus. If you're out of the world of shlichus, then do whatever you want. Even if it's a schus. But the bottom line is, he's out of the world of shlichus, so the best you're going to get to is a din derabanan. Okay, that's approach one. That's approach two. We have one your approach. And this is the approach of Tosfos in Sanhedrin and a brand new, very, very different approach. Take a look at Tosfos Sanhedrin. I'm looking at, you see that nice little Tosfos, Steve Masel Katan?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to learn the whole thing? Yeah. Nah, we're not going to learn the whole thing. Go to the second of the wide lines. Second of the wide lines. Second of the widest of lines. Shh. Okay, so Tosfos asks over here. Tosfos is going to start this conversation about how do you have ger katan d'oraisa. And says Tosfos, how many saw this Tosfos in Seder? Okay. V'im tomar. V'heyach nizgayer. How can you ever have a ger katan? Ki amrinan nami d'katan. Even if you assume, like, which side? That there is zechia for a katan on a what? On a doraisa level. Hani mili yisrael. That's if he's a what? If he's a Jew. Aval ove kochavim amin bezu neshech. Te kevan de lo asi lichlal shlichus. Les le zechia afilu midrabon. So says Tosfos number one. How do we do ger katan? After all, this ger katan starts this operation as a goy, and a goy doesn't have shlichus or zechia im midrabon. So says Tosfos, umiu, ha lav kushya. To imkain tikshilan kol gerin heyach matbilinosan. How do we ever be toivel any ger? Because after all, he's becoming a Jew. So how does it work? Kevan dizchiyoso v'yado boin ka'achat. Kevan dizchiyoso v'yado boin ka'achas. So he's being zocha as a Jew. And his yad to be zocha as a Jew happened what? Happened simultaneously as we discussed yesterday. Aval, but if you assume e katan lesle zchimido raisa, vadai koshe heyach nizgah. But if you assume what? That a katan does not have zchimido raisa, so how in the world can we do any gerus and generate a ger katan d'oraisa? So this is basically the question that our Tosfos asked. Asking the same question. How does this Gemara make any sense? They have a ger katan d'oraisa when if zechia is only drabon. So he gives one answer. V'yesh lomar, kikon shizkaira imo kishimi uberes, karmi perko orel. The Efsher, the Hashta, the Achre, Ken, Yoresh, Emo, etc. Okay, that's all introduction. That's basically our Tosfos. But now he begins saying something new. Umir, Kasha. I have a problem from our Gemara, Ksuvis, Daf, Yud Aleph, Amad Aleph. Umir, Kasha, Mehi, Perakamad, Ksuvis. The Arminon, Ger Katan, Matbilin also al das bezdin ulakol mili choshev ger. When we tovo this ger katan al das bezdin, he's a ger for all matters. Can he marry a Jew? Yes. Wemater bas Yisrael v'kidushav kidushin ubanav cholzin umiyablin lechol mili doraisa. The lo mashma, and it doesn't make sense. Shemitam diyesh kol pi achacham lachadam na Torah chado dahani milu b'shei v'al taseh v'aykum v'aseihu v'od mi deparuk my kamash v'lon ta'anin ezach l'am shol b'fonav v'nireh. Oh. So he's asking the same kashas as our Tosfos asks. Okay, Donnie, you ready?
Yeah.
Venira. 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 So if I were to ask you, based on the Gemara, Ksuvah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, how does the process of Ger Kavod work? What's the mechanism of Ger Kavod? What would you answer? The mechanism. Zachin la Adam Sheh? Tos is not true. It's not true. Tos is not true. Tell me how Zachin works. There's a piece of cake. A piece of cake. Let's say a whole large cake. It's in the dorms. It's in the dorms. And the owner of the cake is mafker. So a guy knows his best friend would really love the entirety of the cake. But he's not been appointed a shliach. So what, but what does he do? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? What's he doing? What's he doing? Reuven is going to be Zocha on behalf of Shimon. What is Reuven supplying? What is Reuven supplying? What's he supplying for Shimon? How does Shimon acquire the cake? So Reuven is supplying two things for Shimon. He's applying a Maisa Kinyan, which he's making on behalf of Shimon. And he's also supplying the Das Kohen that he is supplying on behalf of Shimon. Once he makes the Maisa Kinyan with Das, who owns the cake?
His friend
owns the cake. Shimon owns the cake. Why? Because he made the Kinyan on his behalf. Schus Zachlan Shlobofan. Who's doing the Maisa Kinyan? The Shliach, Reuven. Who's supplying the Das? No. Shimon doesn't know what's going on. Reuven is. On behalf of who? On behalf of Shimon. On behalf of Shimon. Supplying Maisa and supplying
Das.
That's how Zachin works. Is that what's happening over here? Who is doing the tefillah? Who is doing the tefillah? The katan is doing the tefillah. Who is doing the mila? The katan is having the mila performed upon him. So therefore, who's doing the ma'isa geiros? It's being done. So this is not really zachin. Zachin means someone else is doing the ma'isa on behalf of, says Tosis. Venire, dizchia de geirus lo domi l'shar zechios. This zechia is fundamentally different than shar zechios. The masha bezem ad bilnoso, enam zochin ba'avuro. They're not zoch on his behalf. Ella, who zoche be'atzmo uvegufa. He is doing it by himself, for himself. Shenase ger v'niklas ta'afras kanfei hashchina. In other words, who's doing the ma'aseh geirus? So it's not really zachin. It's not classic zachin. For how the parbik suvas tanina zachin adam shal befanav. But our Gemara says it's what? It's zachin adam. Says Tosas, not true. Yeah, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it, but it doesn't mean it in the way you think it means. What it means is it means it by way of analogy. Let me explain. Should Bezdin get involved in this case? Should Bezdin insert itself into this case?
Yes.
The answer is, why will Bezdin insert itself into the case? Because it's a schus. Because it's a schus, that's why Bezdin inserts itself. But it's working midin zachin? It's not working midin zachin, because who's doing the geiris? The Shah's doing the geiris. But Bezdin has to make a decision. Should we get involved? Should we not get involved? And what's the... How do they resolve that decision? Well, since it's a Zachin La'adam, we'll get involved. But who's supplying the Maisa Geirus? The Kata. Is this working Midin Shlichus? It's nothing to do with Shlichus. And says Tosis. So what it means is that if it was a chova, lo haisa la bezdin lehit matseya, bezdin would not insert itself. Lachnis kufo badavar. She's a chova. Vafilu betinit la bradas, choshev ger, midemaisi, miktana pchus basir bosham, da schia baatzmo, kedepriesh, shamil vatil bekufo. Rabosa. When did the Jews become Jews? At Har Sinai. What was Har Sinai? What was the event of Har Sinai? It was national games. It was a national games. Was there meal involved?
Yes.
Was there tefillah involved? Yes. Was there Kabbalah's whole mitzvahs involved? Yes. National games. Were there any katanim there? How'd they become games? How'd it work with the katanim? The answer is they did it themselves. They did it themselves. A baby, did the baby go into the mikvah?
Yeah,
5 years old. Yeah. They were tovah. They did the tefillah. I'm not saying they jumped in by themselves. They did the tefillah. And therefore, v'kamek tanim ha'i b'shas matan Torah. V'perek ha'sara yuchsin. Amar Rav Shimon, d'giyorish n'skar p'chuz b'ashir l'kom l'shonim, k'sheira l'kohuna. Shenizru besuleh b'yisrael ma yisrael midyksev b'shalam midyon v'chol haguf banoshim. All right, Pinchas ha'imam avgadim b'ksuvas hikdil yachom limchos. So basically, what this shita in Tosis is saying, a third shita, is if I had to ask you, zechia, is it working? Midin zechia doraisa drabanu. What's Tosis going to tell you? It's not working with Tzchiya at all. It has nothing to do with Tzchiya. When the Gemara says Zach and Lashon Befanav, all it's asking is Bezdin, should Bezdin insert itself? You need Bezdin for Geirus? You need Bezdin for Geirus. So should they get involved, yes or no? The answer is, Tzchus, we'll get involved. Now that we're getting involved, are we supplying the Maisa Geirus?
No.
Are we even supplying the Das, Liz Geyer? I don't think so. Bez is doing nothing. Bez is doing what they do in every single Geirus. They're supervising and overseeing the Geirus. Who's doing the Geirus? The Katan. Now, do you need Das? Do you need a Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs?
Yeah.
So that's a big question. Do you remember the Ritva? What did the Ritva say about Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs? The Ritva says about Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, what does the Ritva say? It's not Ma'akev. Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos is not Ma'akev, and I want to read you a Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. Aaron, listen to this Rambam. I want to know, do you need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos for Geirus? What is the indicator from our Sugya according to this Tosis? You don't. What do you need? Tzvila and Mila L'Shem Geirus. That's what you need. Now, at the age of 13, will this cotton be able to opt out?
Yes.
Yes. What's the presumption? The presumption is, been living for 13 years as a Jew, he's going to stick it out. He has an opt-out right, but it sounds like, does he need a Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs?
No.
What did the Ritva say? It's not Ma'akev. Now, I want you to listen to this Rambam. Listen to this Rambam carefully. Carefully. The Rambam is found, I didn't put in your Rambam Kolmos, but the Rambam says, Perek Yud Gimel Isurei Bia Halacha Dalet, says the Rambam. Lidoros, how did Jews do Geirus at Har Sinai?
Karban,
Mila, Tvila, etc. Vechei Lidoros, Kishe Yirtze Ha'akum, Lihikanes Labris, Ulehistofeif, Tachas Kanfe Hashchina, when he wants to do what? He wants to join the Jewish people. He wants to come join the people of the covenant. V'yekabel olav ol Torah. V'yekabel olav ol Torah. And he wants to mekabel what? Ol Torah. Tzarech mila tvila v'hartzoas karba. So what does he require? I'm asking a question. Is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs part of the Maisa Geirus?
No. It's the result of Maisa Geirus. It's a result.
It's not part of the Maisa Geirus. What's the Maisa Geirus? Mila tefillah, karban. It is a, I'll call it a prerequisite to geiris. Meaning, if he wants to join the Jewish people, which means all mitzvahs, then what must he do? He must do mila tefillah. But is mila tefillah, is kabbalah, is a kabbalah, all mitzvahs part of the ma'aseh geiris? It's not part of the ma'aseh geiris. What perhaps is a raya to this position that Kabbalah's omitzes is not part of the Ma'aseh Geiris? Perhaps it's Sukkot Ger Katan. Because a Ger Katan, according to this Tosis, the Sanhedrin, is what kind of Ger is he? Doraisa or Drabbanan? He's a Doraisa. And what clearly is he missing? He's missing what? He's missing Kabbalah's omitzes. He's missing Kabbalah's omitzes. Nevertheless, he's a Ger Doraisa. How do you pull that off? So at the end of Tosis, he says, and that which we say, limchos, harina de kishagadlu sha'achas, when he becomes a gadol for 1 hour, and he hasn't opted out, so what's his default? He's defaulted in. Velomicho shuv en yichom limchos, demowele milot filosokanus, shahaisa begufam, ve'en chaserin ela kabbalas mitzos, mitosha gadlo michu, hainu kabbal. There is a default Kabbalah. It's a default. It happens automatically, perhaps because the whole essence of the Geiris is, yes, to be Mekabel O Mitzvahs, but it is not part of the Maisa Geiris. And this Katan is the example of a person who has a Maisa Geiris without Kabbalah O Mitzvahs, and his default is as a Yisrael. Question?
If we're saying that Basin only, like in our Gemara, if Basin's only going to come in if it's close, then why does Beis Din come in if it's an older Geir? You say it's not.
No, because then he's being invited to come in.
As can't an old, be invited by it.
Meaning, a cut was saying he's a 1 year old. He's a cut is not inviting him in. If you're talking about a 14-year-old, a 20-year-old, so now he says, I want to be a Geir. So now it's not a schus necessarily per se. It's already Tom Tom Di Surah, but now he can invite Beis Din, you know, he can be Tobey Beis Din to participate, supervise his gears. Yeah. What? But again, so let's summarize. First day in Tysus Hall, Ger Katan is Derabbanan. Why is it Derabbanan? Because Zechia is midin Shlichos, ain't Shlichos LaKatan, ain't Shlichos LaAkum, and it operates with Zechia. That's sheet number one. Sheet number two of Tysus is that a Katan doesn't have Shlichos Derais, but he has Zechia Dorais, because it's a schus, you don't need a minoy, it's a chisar minoy, it's a shlichus out of minoy, he's not mufka from shlichus, and therefore there is a geirus d'oraisa based on what mechanism though? To the mechanism of Zechia. Third pshat in Tysus is, this has nothing to do with Zechia. It's nothing to do with Zechia. Why is this different than the regular Zechia? Because who's doing the geirus? The Katan is doing the geirus himself. And it's d'oraisa. Four shita, which I just stuck on your mama komos, but what's the whole premise in this whole discussion, this whole conversation of Tosis? Tosis throughout Shas assumes that Zechia is working midin shlichus, and ein shlichus le katan, which means we have a problem. But let's assume that Zechia is not working midin shlichus. So maybe then the whole world opens up in a different direction. Now, I have a challenge tomorrow. My challenge tomorrow is, I'm not leaving this sugya at all, but I'm leaving this part of the sugya. So we're leaving this part of the sugya. To get to the next part of the sugya, we need to sink in to a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis notes, when the Jews inherited the land of Israel, how'd that happen? How did every individual family, there were lotteries, true, but who was Kona? Did everyone just get a piece of land, a piece of the rock, and they were Kona? How did it work? So the Gemara says the Nasi of each Shevet was Kona, the Shevet's parcel on behalf of the members of the Shevet. How did that work? Ooh, very good. So the Gemara has three possibilities. Shlichus, Zachin or Apotropos? Wow. What does Apotropos mean?
Guarantor.
No. Apotropos is a guardian. A guardian. Apotropos is a guardian. Interesting little thing. I'll just throw something out. Apotropos is a guardian. What was the language of Rashi in our Gemara? What's role does Bezdin serve? Vehain Nasin Lo Av. Maybe that's going to be relevant to how we understand Apotropos. Zachin, Shlichus. Mr. Shem will pick that up tomorrow.